This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. Today, it's our virtual office holiday party. It is time to welcome the guest of honor. He's a prolific singer-songwriter known for his trademark whistling and violin loops. His 2019 album, My Finest Work Yet, received a Grammy nomination for Best Folk Album. And his latest album of holiday songs called Hark is available now. Andrew Bird, hello and welcome.
Hello, good to see you.
So, welcome. This is our, you know, this is our holiday Zoom office party.
I'm really thrilled to be here.
Thanks. I'm glad you could make it. Yeah, yeah, right. The water cooler. How have you been to a lot of office parties in your life?
I'm glad to say I don't think I've been to any.
Zero?
That's fantastic. Good for you.
I mean, you're at one right now. I'm just going to say, you can say one from now on.
I think I played a gig at one.
Yeah, do you have any memories of that office party from a long time ago?
Yeah, it was an architect's office.
Was it the kind of thing where you go in there, set up, and everyone is just milling around, and you're like, why? I guess they wanted music. Do people want music right now? Or did you feel that you had some appreciation?
I don't miss those days of getting those sideways glances like you're like, oh, look at that chair. Oh, it's a musician. Like it's hardly my first gig was at a Renaissance fair, so I got assigned to the privy line. So I had to play for people that were waiting in line to go to the bathroom.
Is that a coveted task at the Renaissance Fair?
No, I had free reign, and then they thought I had too much, because I would go and play with the hurdy-gurdy guy and the dulcimer guy, and they thought, this guy's got way too much, he's enjoying his job too much, so they assigned
we'll have to shut that down.
Yeah.
So when you were playing for the bathroom line, are you in costume?
Yeah, I was in a kind of standard surf costume. I got away with the, you know, bare minimum blousey shirt and drawstring pants and then some Vans I painted, spray painted black.
And now you have a holiday album, Hark.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you decide to do a holiday album?
I just kind of stumbled into it. Started doing some Vince Guaraldi Trio covers, which I love, you know, the Peanuts Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And I was just wearing out that record, and I thought, I'm going to record a few of these. And then I said, oh, I'm going to write some lyrics for some of these that are just instrumentals. And then Vince Guaraldi's estate wouldn't let me do that. So I then started writing.
Copyright leads to innovation.
Protect the brand, yes. I started writing some originals. Next thing you know, I just start grabbing. I'm like, this one will work. Oh, this one mentions snow. I'll put that in there. Like, you know, there's part of it is a fun challenge to see if you can refresh the canon. And then other part of it is a purely nostalgic exercise, an atmospheric kind of exercise as well.
So when I think of the Charlie Brown Christmas, to quote my friend Poppy Kramer, it is the most depressing Christmas song of all time, right? Because I'm right in thinking it's da-na-na-na-na.
It is. It's very melancholy. A lot of the great Christmas songs are very sad and minor key and kind of sleepy. And that's kind of part of the charm to him, I think.
Yeah. So you have a song in the album called Christmas in April.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a preview? Can we hear a little bit?
Yeah. I wrote this last March, but March is not a very lyrical word. and I was thinking what probably millions of us were thinking is like, how long is this going to go on? Are we going to be able to see our loved ones at Christmas? And just thinking how messed up all that is. So this is called Christmas in April. I'm wanting to hold you and keep you with me this year. You're my darling and I want you near. I'm wanting to whisper sweet words of comfort in your ear. No more sorrow and no more fear. When will we know if we can meet under the mistletoe? I'm writing a song about Christmas in April this year. And you know, folks, I'm just not sure what to think about that. I'm hoping these words don't ring so hollow when you hear me say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And may the autumn wind blow away all your fear. I said Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Beautiful.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
And the whistling is amazing. I know that whistling plays a big part in your music. When did you incorporate that?
Yeah, I played violin my whole life, and it's a very awkward and difficult instrument to master. So it took me a minute to accept that something so easy and casual as whistling would be worthy of anyone's attention. And then I started realizing that it really, it did get people's attention, especially when I was playing solo and people were talking in bars, you know, and I would just fill my lungs and hold a note until people stopped talking. And it was very effective. I feel like it just ends up being a very honest way to carry a melody. Because it's what people do when they're doing the dishes or, you know, what have you.
Yeah. So, you know, the holidays are coming up, obviously. And is there anything that you do with your family every year? Are there any traditions that you partake in?
You know, I like to go out and get the tree and throw my back out, trying to get it off the car into the house. and I play the same three records every year.
What are they?
Well, the Vince Guaraldi Peanuts Christmas, Bing Crosby's whatever that is, the classic one with the Andrews sisters.
Yeah.
And Handel's Messiah. And that's it. I don't feel the need to really branch out from those.
Yeah.
That covers most of the bases.
Okay, so since we're talking about holiday songs, and since you have this incredible gift of whistling, how would you like to help us out with a Ask Me Another challenge?
I would love to.
So we are going to have you whistle the clues, but that also means we need contestants. So guess who's back? It's our friends who wrote the songs in Frozen and Coco, composers Robert Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez. Hello.
Hi, you guys. Good to see you again.
We're
good
back.
Welcome back.
How long has it been?
About 10 minutes.
Yeah. Andrew, Kristen, Robert, have you ever met before?
No, I don't think so. Hi.
No.
But we're excited.
Good to meet you.
So we heard from the Lopez Family Choir earlier in the show and their interpretation of Silent Night. Andrew, you recently appeared on Colbert singing with your family.
They were reluctant participants.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
I was going to ask, were they like, let me do it?
They both gave me a hard time about it. But they were so charming. They're so charming, and they did such a good job. They were clearly the star of the performance.
Very nice. Yeah. Kristen and Robert, how are you with whistling?
I think it used to be a point of pride for me, but like most things, as I get older, I realize I'm worse at everything than I thought I was.
Yeah, I'm nothing special. I really wouldn't brag about it next to a whistling champion like Andrew.
Yes.
I'm just really excited to hear him.
Okay, so Lopez is, you're going to work together on this one. Andrew has agreed that he will use his whistling talents to whistle a bit of a holiday song, traditional or more modern. Some of these are covered on his new album, Hark. And when he stops whistling, your job is just to identify the song. Bonus points if you feel the desire to sing it. All right, Andrew, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, Holy Night.
This is a funny contest to, because it, your success depends on how good a job I do.
We're kind of all working as a team.
Yeah. I just get to do this. That is correct.
Right.
So there you go.
It's
I'll
like
take
a
the
democracy.
Glory.
We're all connected.
Yeah. We're all connected.
All right, Andrew, how about the next one?
Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
You are correct.
Like, yeah.
Number one Christmas song, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number one. All right. How about our next one, Andrew?
Here we go.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
That was some great rhythm added. It's like really just completely filled it out.
I was jamming pretty hard.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, how about the next one, Andrew?
Okay.
Vince Guaraldi.
Christmas time is here.
Yeah, that's right.
It's fun to really do it as a female and be like, Christmas time is here.
Not in a good key for a girl. I play that song every year after the parade, after we turn off the parade on TV, just to usher in Christmas.
That's the way it comes in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie Brown. I watched the Thanksgiving special for the first time, and much like the Christmas special, Linus interrupts everyone to tell the true meaning. That's his job.
He's a bit of a know-it-all.
He's insufferable.
I was in a live version where I sang. I was Sally
of the Christmas
one, and I sang. Yeah. There are some other songs written that are not in the special. And mine was one of the off-brand songs. It was basically a song where she was writing a letter to Santa Claus and asking for money in 10s and 20s, as long as it's green.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds illegal to me. It sounds like a
scam.
Like a bootleg.
Could be. I don't know. It was in Jupiter, Florida. You can get away with a lot in Jupiter, Florida.
That is true.
All right, Andrew. What do you have for us next?
Okay.
Yep, they're nodding. They're nodding.
Blue Christmas. The Elvis version.
Yeah.
He got
That's
those
right. Right. The sexy part.
Yes. Right. He's working blue.
My ex-boyfriend's mother, that's all they listen to on Christmas Day, the Elvis record over and over again.
Why do I want to hear about your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
All right, just a couple of songs left. What do you have for us, Andrew?
Okay.
War is over if you on it.
So this is Christmas.
And what have you
done? What is the name of that song, though? I'm not sure.
It's a good one for this year.
What have you done?
What have you done?
Yeah. The name of the song is Happy Xmas, parentheses, War is Over.
That's a good
happy
title.
Xmas.
Happy Xmas.
Is it literally Happy Xmas? Is that right?
Yep.
I guess so.
You don't feel like say it's Merry Xmas, right?
Well, I feel like it's supposed to be almost a turn on Merry Christmas. It's like, no, Happy Xmas.
Happy Christmas, Harry.
All right, this is your last one.
I'm going to do a little more of like a New Orleans second line kind of version of this one here.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Okay.
Boom. Yeah.
Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne.
I thought you were going to start scatting for a second. I was excited.
It's like, oh, this is how it should be rungin'. That's fantastic. It all came together so beautifully. You guys did great. Andrew, I can't even believe this. Just incredible.
Yeah, that's a nice whistle, I got to say.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much.
It's beautiful.
It's haunting and hollow and lovely.
Andrew Bird, thank you so much. Andrew's album, Hark, is available now. Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew.
You're welcome.
And thank you to the Lopezes. We look forward to having you back on 20 to 200 more times.
We're available.
Well, you know where to find us.
Thank you. Oh, that's the end of our virtual office holiday party. Thank you so much for coming. You don't have to go home, because guess what? You're already there. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Coulton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by our staff, along with Kate Villa and senior writer Karen Lurie, with additional material by Kara Weinberger. Ask Me Another is produced by Gianna Capadona, Travis Larchuk, Nancy Seychow, James Barber, and Ramel Wood. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal, and our bosses' bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. We'd like to thank our production partner, WNYC. I'm Harriet Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.